Can you give us a picture of what the status of coronavirus is in Surrey at the moment, please?
Yeah, sure. In Surrey, we did see a really positive effect of the national lockdown, and rates did start to decline. But unfortunately, over the last 5 days or so, we have seen a rise in cases in most of our 11 districts and boroughs. But in particular, there's been quite a sharp rise in some of our northern districts and boroughs, in particular Woking and Runnymede, where the rates there are now over 200 cases per 100,000 population.
What's happened there? Is there anything that can be seen to have caused this?
I think we're putting it down to a variety of factors, but we are seeing, as we everyone will be aware, that the rates in Kent, for example, some parts of Kent took a sharp rise, but also has been widely reported in the media, the rates in London in particular. So I think we're seeing the effects of that. And once rates start to take hold, then as happened in wave one, we can see quite often sharp rises.
You say it's a variety of factors. Can you tell us some of those, please?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is the community spread amongst lots of different settings. And so with the release of the national lockdown, Surrey's in tier two, but it does mean that residents are out and about. We have schools open, of course, and people are going to work, etc. So there is mixing, and people are able to go to the shops, etc. So it's not down to one particular reason, it's down to a number of reasons, which is why we really, really, really have to all acknowledge and adhere to the guidance, the hands, face and space, so that we can keep Surrey open and keep Surrey safe. That's really, really important, especially as we're going in, we're now in the middle of winter.
Spelthorn has had large amounts of infections at many periods. How much are these figures distorted by Heathrow? Because I've noticed that Stanwell has often had a lot of cases reported there, and that's right next to the airport.
I don't think that during wave one we thought this was an issue, but at the moment I think the as I think I said earlier, the cases are due to a number of factors. And so Spelthorne, like Runnymede and Woking, are bordering onto our higher density populations and bordering onto our London. So there's a number of factors there, not just one. And Spelthorne has been an area of concern in the past. Its rates are not quite over the 200 per 100,000 as we're seeing in Runnymede and Woking at the moment. So it's not quite as high. It has in the past been one of the higher rates in the county.
There's talk of London edging closer to tier three. How likely is it that Surrey goes into tier three?
I think the situation in Surrey at the moment is very mixed. When we look at the data, and that's available for everyone to see on the gov.uk website, or we do a daily infographic that's available on the Surrey County Council website, you can see that it's really a mixed picture. So, for example, we've got Waverley at the moment with rates of around about 80 per 100,000, which is a lot lower than some of our districts and boroughs. So it's really not a uniform picture, which is why especially with the run-up to Christmas, when we'll have different Christmas regulations, it's really important that our residents continue to adhere to the hands, face and space and the tier two guidance.
Could Runnymede or Woking or Spelthorne choose tier three for themselves, like Elmbridge did during the tier system last time?
So it's very much a decision that's made at government level. So there are five indicators that are analysed, and those are the case rates for 100,000, the case rates in the over 60s, the level of positivity in the population. That what that means is for every 100 people who turn up for a test, how many people are positive, the pressure on the local hospitals, and also the direction of travel. So there's a national committees examine all the data against those five indicators and make a decision. So the choice is made, that decision is held nationally. And so this is why it's quite challenging for Surrey, where we've got a mixed picture.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or talk about?
I don't think so, thank you. I think what the main message as well is that it is great news, of course, that we've now got a vaccine and the vaccine programme has started. But we'll just to emphasise that anyone who has got symptoms, it's really easy to go and get a test. There's lots of capacity in the testing system. And residents can either visit nhs.uk/coronavirus or call 119. And there's lots of testing sites across the whole county. And if someone is tested positive, they'll be contacted at first by the National Test and Trace Service and then by our local Test and Trace Service, so that anybody who's a contact of anyone who's positive can be warned and informed and they can self-isolate.
Can you tell us a bit about the local test and trace service and how that's gone?
Yeah, sure. So, as I've said, if anyone has a positive test, they're contacted by the national service, who make a number of attempts to contact that individual. If within 24 hours those attempts haven't worked, or that individual hasn't engaged with the national test and trace service, then that person is put through to the local service, where as a local Surrey team, then we proactively make contact with that individual so that they can have a conversation about their contacts. We've started off with a number of our districts and boroughs, but by early January, we hope to roll that out across the whole county. But any Surrey residents will be put through to the National Test and Trace Service if they receive a positive test result.